You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Zach Bechtold and Matt Franks. If you'd like to learn more about the Bearded Theologians, you can go online at beardedtheologians.com, where we have past podcasts, blogs, and a couple of items for sale. So check us out, beardedtheologians.com. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this week's show.
You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Matt Franks
and Zach Bechtold.
So this week on the Bearded Theologians, we're going to do something a little different, something we've kind of done, but not officially. But this time we're making it a little bit more official. Both Zach and I are putting together a sermon series that we're calling Table Talks that will look at various questions that get asked around tables, whether it's a dinner table with friends and family, or a table at a coffee shop, or tables, you know, just these are table talk questions or conversations that tend to pop up every so often. And, you know, we're going to utilize this content for our congregations, but encourage you to do that as well for your congregations. Those of you that are preaching pastors or laity that are in charge of worship, you know, we feel like this is going to be a good thing for you to utilize in your churches, and to have those conversations these days are vital for us to move forward. And so the first week we're looking at why church, and the way that I thought about this and are thinking about this is that why is church important? You know, why do you go to church? Why is church a part of your life? And Zach, as you think about why church, what comes up to you?
Yeah, certainly. This is a question that I've been asking for a long, long, long time in ministry, not only of myself, but of the people that I've had the privilege and honor to pastor, whether that be through youth ministry, campus ministry, children's ministry, or adult ministry, right? From birth to death. It's a question I've been trying to help, not even try to help answer, but just try to ask all of the people whom I've been in ministry with, because I know somebody's going to ask them, right? And I don't want to give them, I don't want to give anybody an answer as to why church. I want to, I've always wanted to create a space where people can answer that for themselves. And so it's always fun to try to answer for myself why church, especially at this point in my life as somebody who's been working in the church for 20 years. And it's become very, this is what I do, right? This is what we do. And so, you know, for me, why church becomes, it becomes asking all of the questions of why, really kind of why not church, right? There's a thousand different reasons of and places to be other than church on a Sunday or a Wednesday or any given day of the week. And for me, the question of why church has become so much about community and belonging and safe and sacred space for me to be me. And certainly there's a billion different places, again, that we could find that. But for church, that has been a space for me to be me. And part of me being me is helping people find that for themselves, find that sacred and hopeful space for them inside the church. Because I think there's something, special, there's something sacred about finding that community in this space as opposed to anywhere else that we can. And so much of that just leans into who we are in the church right now in this season of Pentecost, following the Holy Spirit, and just being present in the really weird and hard and hopeful moments of this life, and knowing that we don't go at it alone. We have each other. We have God. We have the Holy Spirit. And no matter what it is that we're going through, even if it's the loneliest moments of our lives, we're not alone. There's something sacred and hopeful there within all of that. And so, I mean, that's a nutshell, big answer of why church. And certainly it's a whole lot more personal for me in a lot of ways, really as to why I've stayed in the church. But that's kind of where I would lay a foundation as to why. What about you, Matt?
You know, for me, and I've really been thinking about this a lot lately, because there's just so much out there right now that is making things hard in the church, and we could break that down forever. But I think the thing that's important to me, and you definitely have hit it, is the community aspect of it. And I think one of the things I notice in the Gospels is that Jesus doesn't do life alone. And I'm not gonna lie, the American church, one of the things I despise about some of the things in the American church is this individualism, the individualized self, when obviously in Acts 2, they came together as a community from all different places and spaces. And when we just leave it to the individual, then that's, I think that's where we go awry. But just being able to learn, like one of the things I loved about the church, like one of the reasons why I'm here is because I was allowed to have to ask questions and to, you know, lift things up. And I asked a lot of questions. I still do ask a lot of questions. But it's to get us thinking about, you know, the way, are we living the way Jesus intended us to, and what does that look like? And I really believe it's communal. Like, I mean, if we want to change the church, it's not adding programs. It's not, having amazing Bible studies or amazing preaching. Those are key elements of a healthy congregation. But I think the big thing is, how are you doing community? Mm-hmm. If you say that all people are included, then by gosh, you better show it and show it in ways that people can see that on screen. And, you know, like now in this digital world of church that we live in, you've got to provide that. If you don't, then people are going to call that out. And I think that now, I think one of the hardest things now for the church to overcome is that now that we're in view of things, people being able to see us, those things are shared. Like, you know, are you inclusive? Well, you don't have people of color on the stage and or young people or, you know, old people or, you know, whatever. You're not making space for people to see themselves up on the stage. And I think that that's a healthy thing. When I think of the question, and this is something I wrestled with this last week, was that, like, for me, really is about community. Like, that's the big thing, like having a space to have those questions and to have that space to grow together and to, you know, learn how to live life together. The other is, it's good to have those perspectives, those different perspectives. And I think of Acts 2, and everybody came from everywhere, and they're like, oh, like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're understanding everybody. And to me, in the church, when I think of the church, that, like, that's what it really means to come together on a Sunday morning, is that we're coming from all our spaces. We speak different languages. We're in different spaces, and we're coming together with one theme in mind, and being together. And I think the struggle with church, and I'm not gonna lie, is just how we allow mediocrity to be the norm, and we don't push ourselves to do better. We don't, you know, it's okay that something was not done well, and like, no, like, not allow that to be the norm. And I think that when how we get new people in is really providing passionate worship that connects people to one another, and allows people to see themselves in the space. And I also believe that church is more than just a building. I'm not gonna lie, that it's mm-hmm. in everything we do.
Well, and that's the thing. The series is called Table Talk, and it's conversations that we've come to have at the table, right? And what better place than to have difficult and hard conversations, to have conversations where everybody sitting at the table doesn't agree, than in the church. We can no longer, we should never assume, and we should never assume before, that everybody who walks through the doors is aligned on everything, right? We know, if you're paying attention to your congregations, if you're paying attention to your community, you know that people are all over the place. Like you said, people are coming from all over, speaking different languages, believing different things. And how do we gather in a space and have healthy and open conversations, a dialogue about faith, about life, in a way, in a safe place to have that, where it's not an agree to disagree, but it's a coming together to understand, a coming together to see the Holy Spirit at work. That's the thing about, you know, Pentecost and the disciples, apostles coming together, getting the Holy Spirit going out. And yeah, half of the people are excited about what's going on and hearing the good news in their own language. The other half think they're drunk, right? Think they're crazy. And what better example for the church to show is to gather together and show something different than what's happening in our community and across the world, where we can't gather and have civil, respectful conversations. there's not a lot of that space left currently. And why not have the church be able to create that? Or not even create it, but live into it, because that's who we are. We have always, from the beginning, been a place to gather together wherever we are, with whatever it is on our hearts and in our minds, to learn and grow, to be a community together from all over. And I don't know, that's one of the biggest reasons why a church for me is we can do that. We should do that. We should be that space. And so how do we do that more and be open and honest about, here's who we are, here's what we're doing, and there's space for all, not space for just if you believe this or just if you think this. How do we come to that place? It's exactly what we've been trying to do with this podcast for 6 years. How do we make that space?
Well, and I think that that's it. How often does your church allow for that space to be made? Mm-hmm. And if you have a good Sunday school program, that makes the difference. You know, like, I was in a church that had an amazing small group church Sunday school program. And they were adamant about that. And in a church the size that it was, you needed that to be successful. And I think that worship is just one of the avenues that we allow that to occur. And we have to be open to those other avenues that bring people in, but not only just bring people in, but just like provide space for them to wrestle with that stuff. Like, what does this mean? And how can we live out our life in faith, with all that's going on? And I think that that's the, struggle that we all wrestle with. And, you know, if you, the question is why church, and the question is why not? Mm-hmm. And you know, there's definitely a lot of things we can unpack there. Sure. But I also think that too, recognizing that the church is not a perfect place. Mm-hmm. And I'll go very Wesleyan here. We're moving towards perfection. We're trying to be better. If I think that that's how healthy churches work well, is that they recognize that, like, they don't have it all together. They're still trying to make things better, and that it's okay that we're not polished, but we're trying to polish it. There's a difference right. between that and saying, being okay with mediocrity. There's a difference between the two. And
owning and acknowledging the baggage and harm in which we as the church have caused or others have caused, right? Yeah. Like, that's a big part of it. Knowing that people who may or may not walk through our doors have been hurt, and not ignoring that hurt, but acknowledging it and working towards healing, forgiveness, and grace in that for everyone, right?
Yeah.
That's huge.
And what a great space to be able to do that, but then through the church. I mean, I think that there's a lot there that we can do together. And, you know, as I think about this and think about why this is important, to me, it really does boil back down to that community, having that space, that communal space of worshiping God together and growing together and all the things we do together more than anything. And that's the reason why I love church, is everything to do with the communal aspect of it. It has nothing to do with myself I try to check myself out the door and try to be more communal. And I'm not gonna lie, as an introvert, that can be sometimes hard. But I also know that, I'm growing, and I would hope that, you know, those that I'm bringing along will also be growing with me, and that we can do some discipleship that will be healthy.
Yeah, I think it's the togetherness. Wherever we come from, it's the togetherness, that community. That's why for me.
Yeah. So, you know, usually we leave you with a challenge, but I think the challenge this week is the question itself. You know, why church? That's something good to wrestle with, and being able to unpack that. And if you've, you know, got questions or comments, let us know on our social media avenues, or, you know, email us or send us a message on Facebook or whatever, connect with us. We'd be glad to have that conversation with you. You know, as we kick off our summer months here, for the Bearded Theologians, we have a lot of great content. We've been off and on this year. It's been a year. And so, you know, we always encourage you that if we haven't put anything new out, go back and listen to our old stuff. There's some good stuff. If you just don't listen to the first like 10 episodes, after that, it gets really good. And so, you know, thank you for listening today, and don't forget to like us and share us and give us 5 stars or whatever, and feel free to give us 5 stars and bash us. That's fine too. Like, we just want the stars. So for the Bearded Theologians, I'm Matt Franks.
I'm Zach Bechtold. Thanks for checking us out.
Guys, I want you to subscribe and like this video and push that thumbs up.
Thank you for listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on all social media outlets. You can check out old episodes and more information at beardedtheologians.com. Thanks for checking us out.